You haven't seen this young lady in a long time.
Ah, thank you, thank you, that made my day.
Really, really, listen, I got this concern.
Ah, thank you.
I think it's very important that we have all of that going about. That's right. I think, you know, I'm on a right.
Oh, yes, I think the press has as well, and I think the gesture this morning on your part to bring me there was,
I think the thing is that we're, you play it at this point, obviously, the key question is, what are you going to be the nominee later? And you can say, well, you're one, I mean, you know, the president is going to select the best man for the job, and just, we're not going to comment on that at this point. So as you well know, that could well be what we want to do, but we have to, we don't want to make you a target at this point. So therefore, you got to give the impression, and we're going to, let's stand up, Holly.
That's what I did this morning, Mr. President, in the newspaper.
But I said, what you're talking about, just stand. But it's not the personal relationship that Director Hoover had. special exception, but generally speaking, whenever there's, whether they say they're enemies of the Bureau, they're enemies of law and order, they're enemies of the administration, they were enemies of Hoover's, blood enemies, and they know it. They know it. Boy, they probably practically hurt when I made that eulogy today, and also when I made the statement out there, and they died. Nevertheless, just consider it as the enemy, but don't let them know you're considering them without knowing. Hoover was a master at it. He hated the press. Hated them, except for a few that he only had a few people hurt, Dick Berlin and others to get along with. But he, his favorite word is, they're skunks. Skunks.
Exactly.
And, he always said, that's skunk. And, so you should do the same thing. Never, never figure that anyone is your friend.
I just don't
do it. I mean, that doesn't mean that you don't do things with them socially, that they don't let them think that you're their friend, that you're being taken. But never, never, never do that. That's the best advice I can give. I had some of our boys around here had to learn it the hard way. They say, oh, we can change them. We do know. So I said, how those calls. You see, they've grown up. Just read Alan Hurley's books. He's right.
Oh, I've read that.
He's right. Read Keel's book. He's right. Having said that, play it clever. Hoover hated him, and yet he had very good press relations, racketeeriously, because they had enormous respect for the old man. And he was clever as a dickens with his enemies. He you know, with all of it, he would, in private, he'd talk very boldly, publicly, except toward the last, when he did fall off a bit, and he lost his judgment, you know, and got that silly fight about the Puerto Ricans and the rest. Hoover never missed. But you do the same thing. Play it. You've got to be a conspirator. You've got to be totally ruthless. You've got to appear to be a nice guy. But underneath, you've got to be stupid. Now that, believe me, is the way to run that Bureau. And I must say, I put the kind of House and the Senate. I snuck around. Civil rights. Oh, I love everybody. And, you know, all the right answers I can give them to. Law and order, repression, I'm against it. I think it's horrible. The Bureau's always been against it. You know, Mr. Hoover was against it. Communism, well, that depends.
Yeah. I've had to do that. I have been doing it.
I know. Quite this, now you're going to be right in the
gap. Right in the vortex.
But about everything else, build your fences there. I would suggest one thing that you might do, if you can, if you could have the senior man, it can't be Tolson, obviously, because he...
No, I've already got his resignation.
Yeah.
He volunteered, but I didn't have to ask for
it. Is he able to walk around the boat?
Apparently not, because I wanted to talk with him yesterday, and
he must, if he does resign, I might do it.
He has resigned.
I mean, if he has, he ought to come in. And, you know. I was going to tell you, this afternoon, I just want to work with the press, if I were to, I'd give a walking tour. Now, what I would do there is to, another thing I would do, I would
you had in there, I thought about beautifully done.
About promiscuous.
Yeah.
About beautifully done.
It was.
Stick it to them.
Yeah.
You know, Ron called me yesterday after it was all over. He had Rather in his office, and Rather was on my speech out in Orange County. He wanted to know, why didn't they make that speech? And who wrote it for
him? On the press.
Tagging the press, and I told him, I said, one, I wrote it, and two, you believe it, I believed it, and I felt it, and I held it in long enough. Well, I had a factual, a lawyer's factual presentation, and they found it very difficult to quarrel.
Sure, as I pointed out. Well, Rather's a son of a bitch. Don't ever see him. I say, don't ever, ever, ever see him. I can assure you, because he will cut you up. All you do is build him up, and he gets $60 for every shoot that somebody on.
Sure.
I would not see him at all. Cut him off totally. Recognize him.
Hoover did it.
Hoover hated CBS with an utter passion. You hear?
Well, Chancellor, too, I hate you. I don't know.
I know. I hear. A Chancellor, you can get by with it. A Chancellor is so dumb. He is a very smart. Rather, there's a smart rat, but not a smart, no profundity, but he's clever. Have nothing to do with CBS, I can assure you, nobody. Never do it. They are out to get Eric. ABC, Howard Smith, people like that, they're liberals, but they're decent. Some, not all. But Rather, that much, don't see them.
I don't
know. If I could suggest something, I wouldn't be in the news much.
I don't think,
I wouldn't go on Dale Washington the Today Show, and Dale Washington on the Long Discord. Don't go on Meet the Press Discord. Don't go on, I don't think it's worth it. You better shit around. But I would stay away. I would just very quietly do your job, particularly when you're coming at this point. Then we'll see later. There may be a time when you've got to get out and show yourself.
That's right.
But I would do it more with formal speeches that they can't misinterpret.
That's the way I prefer to do it.
Yeah. And I'd say, look, at the present time, I'd take the tail to all the press and think, look, I'm sorry, I'm so tied into the job, I can't do it. Don't have press conference. I'll do it.
No.
Who would ever do the press conferences?
I don't have any press conference at all. None. Unless, you know, it's indicated that Ron or somebody or John or Bob should say, you've got to do it on this particular subject in this area.
You got the message up.
Do that at all.
No, but there's one thing for the memory of that group. Don't do anything to those sons of bitches at CBS. They hate him. They malign him. Another group, Timeline. Never see anybody from Timeline. Never. You may have them in your afternoon group, but remember, they're real, real up against of this news. It gets worse. But Timeline, I think we generally feel that maybe you can do something with the dog like Citing.
Fine, I want to say yes or no.
You should get out of it.
Yes.
I think it's perfectly fine for you to
Goodbye, sir.
You'll do all right.
Thank you, sir.
Put those